Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, we're finally on. That devil is a lie. In the name of Jesus, that devil is a big lie. I just want everybody to know we are all, come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in. That devil is a lie. In the name of Jesus, he got to go. He got to flee from here. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm giving everybody a few more seconds to come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. God is truly good and worthy to be praised. Praise. So you know, saints, somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody wasn't able to get out of their bed. Somebody didn't wake up in their right mind. As a matter of fact, some people don't even know how to even put the one foot in front of the other because they are so stressed out, so worried. Today, I'm going to talk about stress and how stress will grip people to stay in a position where that God did not ordain them to stay in. There is some people out there right now that's on this line that's stressed out and don't want to admit that they're stressed because they feel like because they are a Christian, it makes them look bad. But come on, everybody. Once in a lifetime, everybody has functioned in stress. I don't know about you, but I have functioned in stress. And sometimes I say, hold on, Sandra, what are you doing? This is crazy. So come on in, come on in, come on in. They're going to talk about stress. And I want you to know we are praying for you today. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thought I'm praying for my friend.
You go through, just know he's praying for you. Just know that we are here online praying for each and every last one of you. Today, saints, I do apologize. The devil thought he had me going. I went to put on my computer to go ahead and start my computer up, and all of a sudden it popped up and say, there's an error in your computer that needs to be fixed. I said, devil, you are lying. Not today. Out of all the days of the week, you have been in, I have been on this computer 7 days a week, and you know now I've decided you want to pop up and tell me there's an error. The devil is a lie. The devil, I catch you back to the pit of hell, because I don't care if we have to start it at 2 o'clock. I don't care if we have to start at 1 o'clock. We will have noonday prayer. I don't care if I'm going to be here at 1 o'clock in the morning on the phone, on my computer. That devil is a lie. Cast you back to the pit of hell from where you come from, saying you need to get on out of here with that mess. So we're going to go into prayer. Thank God for each and every last one of you. Thank you for being so patient, because I was like, I started touching and agreeing and praying over the computer in the name of Jesus. So I just thank each and every last one of you for being on and being patient. You know, sometimes we have to exercise patience, and I thank God for every last one of you for your patience and understanding. But we're going to go in prayer, and right now I want to talk about fear. I have been sensing that there are people right now walking in fear. I've seen someone is walking in fear because of the fact of losing their job. God told me to tell you, don't worry about it. He said that for every door that shuts, he's going to open up some more doors. There's an individual walking in fear because they want to start their business. God told me to tell you, go ahead and start that business. He said, I know you don't have the people, but he said, if you build the business, he will send the folks. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's some people who operate in fear because of their health. God told me to let you know that he is Elohim. He is Al Shaddai. He is your provider. He is your healer. He is your deliverer. He
is your all in all. He said no matter what the doctors say, no matter what the doctors come up with, no matter what the results look like, he said just call on the name of Jesus and he will be there. He said he wants you to focus on him and not the doctors. He wants you to focus on him and not the test results. As a matter of fact, he wants you to focus on him and not how you feel, not how it seems like, not how you acting like, not how your head hurt, not how your feet hurt. He said not even how your chest feel. He said because if you focus on him, he's going to do an immaculate. He's going to do a deliverance. He's going to do a deliverance that is going to confound the doctors. They're not going to know what hit you. They're not going to know what you took. They're going to be trying to figure out what God has already worked it out. Hallelujah. I see someone who's operating in fear who wants to buy a brand new car. The Lord said that don't worry about your credit score. He's going to provide you with that car. Don't worry about how much you're going to have to put down. He's going to provide you with the down payment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see someone who's operating in fear because they want to talk, have a family talk. They want to talk to their spouse, but they're in fear of it because they feel like if they open their mouth, their spouse may come up, combat them. The Lord told me to tell you to line up your girds, take your sword, put on your shield, take your helmet, and he said, go and talk to that individual and say it in the name of Jesus and meek in love, not screaming, not cussing, not yelling. He said, but in the meek of love. He said, in humility, go in the name of Jesus. He said, not yourself, but go in the name of Jesus and said, listen, we need to talk in the name of Jesus. Every time you open your mouth, just say in the name of Jesus, and it will crease, it will cause the animal and the enemy's head to cease from anger. You won't have no fighting. You won't have no bickering. If you holler and go in there and start acting crazy, you will. But God told me to tell you to go in the name of Jesus. I see an individual right now who feels like they may have some issues. They think that they're having a sore throat and they're in fear of COVID. The Lord told me to tell you the devil is a lie. You don't have COVID. He said you've just been talking too much and he wants you to slow it down and think about what you're doing. He said you're using your voice as an oratorial speaker. He said, but sometimes even an oratorial speaker has to rest that voice. So the Lord told me to tell you, you're not with COVID. You just overextended yourself. You overextressed yourself with your voice. And the Lord told me to tell you, just lay your, take the oil and lay it on your throat and holler and just go on and swallow and call on the name of Jesus as you rub that throat and watch and see if that throat don't clear. Watch and see if you don't be able to talk better. But he said for me to tell you to rest your voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see another mother who's wondering if her child has been exposed to COVID. The Lord told me to tell you that the negative, the test results are going to say negative. Your child is fine. Your child is okay. Yeah. Your child is functional. Yes. Your child is built up. As a matter of fact, the Lord told me to tell you that because you are such a good mother and you make sure your child takes his vitamins. You make sure your child, you make sure she takes her vitamins. You make sure that she's doing the right thing. She's eating healthy. He's eating healthy. The Lord told me to tell you that there's no harm coming near them, seen or unseen, that you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. Your child will not be exposed to COVID. I see an individual right now. My God, my God, my God. I see an individual right now who wants to go on a trip, but in fear of getting on the plane, and you got a trip to Spirit Airline, and it's and the Lord showing me the Spirit Airline logo. The Lord told me to tell you to go forth. He said, do not worry about how many people on that plane. Don't worry about if you're going to get sick on that plane. He said he's going to be with you from the time you get your departure ticket to the time you go to the departure gate. The Lord told me to tell you when you sit in your seat, just go ahead and holler and just hold on to the name of Jesus. When you sit in your seat, he say, Jesus, peace be still. And he said he will cease out the hand of the enemy. There will be no harm while you on that plane. There will be no sickness, no disease of any kind while you on that plane. In the name of Jesus, God has got us to understand that he is the God of Almighty. And because we recognize that saying, don't you know fear has no dwelling in you? Fear has no stronghold on you? Because 2 Timothy 2:17 says, God has given us a spirit, not a fear, but he's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. You have to walk that thing out. No matter how bad fear seems, you have to walk that thing out. I see an individual right now who is going to the court courtroom. As a matter of fact, they have a court day coming up, and they are fearful because they don't know how it's going to work in their favor. The Lord said he is your lawyer. He said he will be in the courtroom with you. He said stop crying and stop worrying and stop calling people and call on him. He said he will fix this case. He said don't you worry, don't you sweat. He will fix this case for you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you come in right now for all of the Haitians in Texas that's suffering right now. Father God, touch every single Haitian that's in the wilderness, in the Texas waters, in the Texas bridges and stuff, that the people are in fear that they might have to be taken back to their place in Haiti. Father God, touch that right now. Touch that group of people right now. Touch the Afghanistans right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, touch our children right now, Father God. Father God, let them not walk in the spirit of fear, but let them walk in the spirit of humility right now. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Camilla. Come on in, come on in. Come on in, Pastor Camilla. Come on in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for all that you do, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for the prayer that went forward, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, that even when the enemy trying to stop the prayer, Father, we are still here praying and worshiping you and giving you glory and praise for all that you do in our life, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for each and every family, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to wake up this morning, Father. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for just being our God, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that every prayer that was prayed out on today, Lord God, that you have heard the prayer and received the prayer, Lord God. Father, that you already moved on our behalf, Lord God. Father, you already know our cares, our worries, our issues, our situations, Lord God, and we know God already made it work in our favor. So Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father, I pray a special prayer on today for my family in Louisiana, Lord God, who are preparing to bury my cousin on this morning, Lord God. I pray for the strength of his wife and his children, Lord God, and every other family member, Lord God, that is there at the service on today that are going to the cemetery on this morning, Lord God. I pray, Father, that they would learn to trust you more and not walk away from you, Lord God, in this time of bereavement. Father God, that you, Lord God, will meet them and guide them and protect them and keep them, Lord God, to help them to know that it is time now to build a relationship with you, Lord, because no day is promised to us, Lord God. And life is too short, Lord God, for us not to build a relationship with you. Father, we pray for everyone that is on this call on today, Lord God, those, God, who don't know how to call on you in their time of need, Lord God. We pray, Father, that as they call in more and be on the prayer line, Lord God, that they would know how to get on their knees, Lord God, to cry out to you, to walk through their house, Lord God, to talk to you, to communicate with you, Lord God, to build that relationship, to build that relationship to know, God, that you will hear their prayers, Lord, and that you will receive them of their prayers, Lord God. Help them, Father, to get a better understanding of you and this world and this life, Lord God. Father, we know that they call in and listen in a prayer, but Father, help them to build their prayer life in their life every day, not just on Wednesdays, but every day in the week, Father, in the morning, at night, during the noonday, Lord God, that they just thank you and praise you and give you honor, Lord God, for you being who you are in our life, Lord God. Help them, Father, to draw closer to you, Lord God, that the pastors could pray for them all day. But if they don't start learning how to pray for themselves, Lord God, help them to know, Lord God, that the prayers will be in vain, God, that they have to learn how to have trust in you as well, Lord God. Father, help them to know, Father, that you would hear them, Lord God. As your word said, you are closer to those who are brokenhearted and crushed in spirit, which means, Lord God, you're right there in the midst with them. Right there, Father. You know everything about them, Lord God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. You know what make them hurt. You know what they're dealing with, Father. You know what is happening before it even happened, Lord God. So help them to know to pray to you, to ask you, Lord God, to lead and guide them in a way that they should go, God. Help you, Lord God, to just touch them, Lord God, that, Lord God, they will change their way of thinking, the way that they act in their life, Lord God, to trust you to be the head and let you be first in everything that they do in this life, Lord God, that when they put you first, everything else possible will follow for them, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you for Pastor on today. We thank you for Sister Angela. We thank you for everyone that is on this call, that is listening in, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We ask you, God, to give them 30, 60, and 100-fold return, Lord God, for them coming in on this noonday time to pray. They could be doing anything else, but, Father, they're here seeking you, Father. So, Father, we thank you for those, God, that had the time to call in. And we thank you for those who wanted to call but maybe could not come in. But, Father, for those that could have called, Father, we ask, God, that you would give them grace, Lord God, that you would help us to be able to reach them, Father, that they would know, Lord God, that they need to spend more time with you, God, more time with you and less of them, more of you and less of them, Father. We thank you so much, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for everything, God. We give you praise, glory, and honor in your precious Son Jesus' name, Father. I thank you and I adore you, Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen,
Father.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Saints, I just want you to know that please come back tonight to an awesome Bible study. I just am so tickled, Pete, that we have such a beautiful pastor. Pastor Parker is off the chain. She is the bomb. You know, they say give honor where honor is due. I give honor to her because she takes the time out to really teach us what we need to know. She takes the time out to pour herself into the ministry, and that's a lot when a pastor's pouring out their self into the ministry. You know, when we're sleeping, they're up. When we're having our Christmas vacation and our Thanksgiving vacation, they don't get vacations. They were 365 days of the year. There's no such thing as a vacation unless they literally shut down and take one. So please come back tonight to our 9 o'clock Bible study, midweek study, and I promise you something will be said, something will be heard, something will be demonstrated that will help you ease your Christian walk, will give you insight on your Christian walk. And that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to be mature in our Christian walk. So please, please, please come back tonight at 9 o'clock to our midweek study. I promise you that we love you, and there's nothing you could do about it. Amen, amen. This will end our noonday prayer, and we will see y'all guys back tonight. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless everybody.
God bless everyone. God bless.
God bless, Pastor.
God bless.